Blog Talk Radio.
You are now rocking to the beats with the East Coast music mogul, DJ Mike Q, Queen Beat Productions, DJMikeQ.com.
Thank you.
Mike Cuden.
We'll be right back. make that shit go up and down. That bitch, 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 that bitch can't bounce like that bounce, 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 that bitch can't pull up, 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 pull up.
Carolina Awards Ball, Saturday, May 5th, 2012. Doors open at 5 p.m. Admission $30 all night. Location, Symphony Ballroom at the Blake Hotel, Uptown, Charlotte, North Carolina. Commentators, Icon Jack Mizrahi and Icon J Manolo Blahnik. DJ, Legendary Vonalore. Grand Prize, $1,500. Bush Queen Realist with a Twist. Mini Grand Prize, $500. Bush Queen Vogue Fest. Mini Grand Prize, $500. Bush Queen European Runway. Categories include male figure versus female figure. Two trophies. One cash prize of $250. Bush Queen Face. One trophy, one cash prize of $250. Open to all, foot and eye. Male figure versus female figure. Two trophies. One cash prize of $250. Open to all, team treatment. One trophy, one cash award of $300. And 13 other $100 categories. The fourth annual Carolina Awards Ball. Saturday, May 5th, 2012. Charlotte, North Carolina. See you there.
Let me show you. Cut.
pussy.
Matty, you're supposed to vogue like a lady. Stay in one spot.
Pussy.
Oh no, it's a chop. Box the chambers for you.
Hello, hello all. It's only me, don't be sad. I actually have no clue what I want to talk about tonight, but if anyone does, I'm accepting callers really, really early tonight. So whoever wants to call in, call in. I think I'm going to need overall Mother Fella maybe to call in, or maybe even Keisha, she calls in a lot. So yeah, yesterday I was a bit bored, so I actually didn't talk much, but when I did talk, no one was actually laughing. It was more of blank stares and crickets, and I actually did not like that at all. But yeah, I'm not used to this. I just don't hear anyone in my ear. Bloody. Yeah, so can you guys just, like, try to bear with me? Do I have any caller? Okay. 347-426. You're live on the air with London Bridge.
Hey, London. How are you? This is Keisha.
Hello, Keish.
First of all, I got to give you a shout-out for shouting me out. That's what's up, you know? And I was like, wow. So she knows who the listeners are, which is a good thing. Actually, I'm getting ready to go to Vogue Nights tonight. It should be quite cute. Not cute, but cute.
Is there under 21 allowed back in there, or is it still,
I think it's,
you know,
21 or over because they ask for ID.
Bloody, so it should be cute. It shouldn't be that hot.
Tonight, it should be there tonight.
Bloody, it was her birthday, right?
Yeah, and Kelly, I'm sure Kelly's going to pop up there tonight.
I'm sure she'll pop up on there as well.
Is Kelly on the phone or no?
No, she's not here.
What you want to talk about? You want to talk about RuPaul's Drag Race? I have some tea on that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wait, Keisha, we have another caller. Wait. 718-304, you're live on the air with London Bridge and Keisha.
Hello. Hi, London, and hi, Keisha.
Hey, Mama. Hey.
Yes. Keisha, I'm wondering, were you the one that brought up last night about name of the three ugly femme queens?
Actually, it was one of the hosts. And Tiana, she kind of elaborated on it. And then I brought it back, and I said, Kelly, I'm going to ask you, I'm going to piggyback on what Tiana was saying.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I never named my three ugliest femme queens. I never named my three, but I'm going to have to think about that, because there's a lot of ugly ones out there, and only three is not enough.
Well, I felt that wasn't nice, though, you know.
Yeah, it's not nice, but...
You know what? It wasn't nice to call out the dead, you know what I'm saying? Like, Gina Gospel, I felt that was just so late and tired, you know? And Kelly called her out or whatever. I wish Kelly was on the line. You know, I live for Miss Kelly, but, you know, sometimes you can't allow the girls to manipulate your mind or whatever. You know, because at first she didn't want to say it, but then the girls was like, no, go ahead and say it. And then she said it. Like, you should have just, some things you just keep quiet. Some things you don't need to say.
Some things you put right back in your panties.
Absolutely. That's right. So that's all I wanted to say.
And I thank you.
Thank you.
Bloody, I did not hear Kelly say that. But, yeah, if anyone has another topic, I know I'm actually late because I never have a topic. But So if anyone has a topic, just press 1. I'm accepting private callers, so bring it on, I guess. Keisha, are you still there?
I'm here.
Oh, so what's the tea with RuPaul?
Hey, well, apparently, you know, it was down to the 3. Chad Michaels, Sharon Needles, and Cece O'Hara. And, you know, I have my opinion who I think is going to win. So I'm just waiting. It's all down to the grand finale. And, you know, they started doing evaluations. We know how they do the evaluations, and we want to see who's going to be the next drag superstar. So RuPaul goes, and the next drag queen superstar is, oops, tune in to next week. Because now she said it was so close amongst the 3 of them that she wants the world to pick the winner. Now, here's my opinion about the situation. I think that, and this is my opinion, anybody who she picks, everyone's going to have an opinion on why the other person didn't get picked. And my thing is, if I had to narrow down all 3, Fifi O'Hara is too, she's almost there, but she still needs a little more polishing. Sharon Needles, the gothic one, if they give it to her, then everybody's going to be like, that's what? All she did was gothic. Her entire routine, it was always about gothic. I was like, and people get tough. I don't think everyone's really into that. She does have an audience, but for the most part, think about the situation. And then you have Chad Michaels.
Sharon Needles, that's her drag. You know, she's a scary drag.
Can I ask you a question? Would you want to see her perform? Could you sit down for 30 minutes and watch her perform? Could you sit down and watch her perform on stage for 30 minutes, or at least 10 minutes?
No, I'll actually joke at her.
There you go, my point. And then you have Chad Michaels, who's very polished, who's very consistent. She never really went outside her, you know, of her, who she portrays on the show. And she's been doing it for over 20 years. So I guess RuPaul's in the situation. Whoever she picks, she's going to get ridiculed based on who she picked. So she decided to have the country vote. You have to call in a vote.
I don't want girls to try to pick Chad Michaels because she got her face surgery. You know, she has to get something out of it, but not, you know, to win just because you got your face pumped.
Right. I mean, my favorite of the 3, I like Chad Michaels. And not because she had work done, it's because of her drag. Even though she had her face done, her drag, when she comes out there, is like she's so on point. She speaks, to me, she speaks eloquently. So in terms of speaking, she knows how to speak effectively. So not only her drag, but when she, as a spokesperson, I think she portrays that umph. You know what I'm saying? So this is my personal opinion.
You're right. I absolutely agree with you, but we have a private caller. Private caller, you're live on the air. 0000. I don't.
I'm a lady.
Lady. Next caller. Keisha, my favorite is actually, you know, I like all 3 of them. All 3 of them are actually, you know, unique in their own little way. We have another private caller. Private caller.
Hello?
Is that a private caller? Hello?
Yes, I just called to back up my girl, Miss Sharon Needles, because I think Miss Sharon Needles can take it home. Y'all rooting for old-ass Chad Michaels, like, where they do that at? She's old as shit. Like,
What does age got to do with it?
I understand the polish and everything like that, but you can't get personality. Chad Michaels has no personality. You need somebody that can do an interview.
Can I ask you a question?
You're basically saying that she's soon going to be in a wheelchair.
Exactly. She's like 50.
Well,
Michaels is like 50. She's going to bust her hip trying to lip sync for how long?
Look at RuPaul. RuPaul is 51, and she still serves half of y'all who try to do drag. She still serves, and she's 51. And it's no shade. So age is number the number.
And RuPaul has personality. It's unique.
And it's Chad Michaels.
Personality.
It's Chad Michaels.
If she had a personality, that wouldn't be the main thing that they've been saying this whole time, is where is Chad Michaels?
You don't think Chad Michaels' personality?
There has been Cher, there has been all these other characters of Chad Michaels, but there has not been no Chad Michaels. If you do an interview asking for Chad Michaels, who the fuck is that? It's a fucking old ass man somewhere. And that and that's someone that he doesn't want to portray. Let's keep it 100. Let's keep it like she's good at what she does, but she doesn't have a personality to be the next drag superstar.
You're right. She's actually a drag Cher. That's really it. She's not Chad Michaels.
That's it. All she does is personality. Her looks is on point. I'm not taking nothing from her, but she don't have no personality. You talking about you watch Sharon Needles.
Uh-huh.
And watch Sharon Needles for hours. Not even hours. Well, her show would be more than lip syncing and shit like that. She has personality. She's going to make you laugh. There's somebody that you can laugh with and at. Somebody that been through something. There's somebody that got a story. You know what I mean? She can touch a lot of people with her story alone. And that's what they're looking for. They're not looking for somebody that's just
I think all of them have their own little stories. You know,
Cece O'Hara, her little story is just not... It's not getting it to me because something about that, it just seemed like she's just trying to make a side story. It may be something, but it's not as deep as she's trying to make it because it don't even seem like it's genuine and it's coming from her heart. It just looked like,
mm-hmm.
oh, well,
you're
I'm
right.
just saying it to say it.
Who, I'm sorry, who's the caller?
Excuse
Nicole,
me?
Nicole, your name?
My name's Nicole.
Nicole, I agree with you on that. Fifi, she's not my favorite. And it's not because of her drag. Her drag
she's
is
like
all
little, she's like a little...
She's not convincing to me.
On your nerves.
Chad Michaels, I get what you're saying, but the age thing, I have a problem with that because, see, what you're trying to say is at a certain age you can't do drag, and you can't say that. Drag
I'm
is for anybody.
I'm just saying that. You can't do it.
She's saying
it.
That at a certain age you can't be a face for young liquor, you know, like clubbing,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, you can't be a face for that.
Because that's what RuPaul said. RuPaul said that they love you, but we don't know if you are the face you are the future of drag, which she's not. She's the past. She's a pioneer. She paved the way, but come on, you paved the way. Move aside. Like, you're like, for real, Chad Michaels is already at a RuPaul status. Why is she on RuPaul's show? People know Chad Michaels all over. People know
You know
Chad
what? You got, and you got a point. You got a fucking
so
point. I agree with you
show?
About that.
She's wasting
you
her
know
time.
What?
Okay,
sometimes.
Wait, the new topic is going to be who do you think should win RuPaul's Drag Race? But since you guys want to talk about age, do you think that Roger... should have won last year. She was actually a bit old, too.
36 years old.
Raja was everything.
She wasn't my favorite, though.
She was, to me, she was the reincarnation of who I think should win this season of RuPaul's Drag Race is not none of the three. I think that their little Spanish one should have won.
What?
But she kept getting kicked off. She was over. She was over. Even though she couldn't
speak
English.
So you think she can
actually live her lipstick
in
her life, but her looks and everything was over, and she delivered.
Get me wrong, she was real as fish. But being that being real and looking real, that's not part of drag. Okay,
that's
it's a combination
not,
of a
kind
of thing.
If you're thinking they would have gave her a poppier song on her lipstick against...
First of all, she imitated Beyonce, and that routine she did, that was fucked up. She
yeah.
tried, she did, actually she degraded Beyonce.
It was funny, though. It was still funny, though.
Yeah, but
it,
you
it
know what? If you were Beyonce fan...
She tried, but I don't think she can actually be in interviews speaking because...
Exactly. My point.
Yeah.
Do we have any more callers? But thank you so much, caller, for coming on and giving us your point of view.
All right, sweetie. Have a nice night.
You too. Thank you. Another private caller. You're live.
I'm a woman.
No. Okay. Next caller. Lay. Private 267-259, you're live on the air.
Yes, hello, this is Maya Angelou.
Hello, sister.
Hello, how are you?
Lovely, how are you?
Yes, the next drag superstar is Kia the Barbie.
And why do you say that?
She serves everything that I need, and I thank you.
And I thank you, Maya.
Can you put me on hold?
Sure. Just like your life. Next caller.
Hello?
Yeah, yeah, sir.
Hello, can you hear me?
Hello,
London?
Are you a private caller? Did you call private?
Yes, I did. The next drag superstar is Sharon Needles. I've seen her live here in Philadelphia. It's over for her. She's exciting. As the caller said before, she does have a story that people can relate to. She was a young, gay queen who was out in high school, who was weird, who was picked on, who was bullied, and she's super sweet. As she's spooky, she's as super sweet as can be. I've seen her come out as Freddy Krueger in drags, and I can sit there and watch a half an hour of that bitch's show. She gives you performance, she gives you drag queen, and she's fucking fabulous. She is the next drag superstar. Chad Michaels, I saw her in San Diego. It's over for her, but she's a legend. She's legendary. She is, we've seen that. And Fifi is like an Alexis Mateo reinvented. It's very pageanty drags. We've seen that. Sharon Needles is the winner. Thank you.
Thank you, Ghost Whisperer. I haven't heard you in a long time.
How do you know it was me? I thought I was disguising my voice for you. And I blocked my damn number.
Too much.
Okay. Well, have a lovely evening.
Thank you. Next caller, if we have. So, but I actually do, I love Sharon News. I think it's okay for her. So no one can call in just to say who they think will win. Absolutely rigorous. So, Keisha, I thought you were actually going to Vogue Night.
I am getting ready now.
Oh.
Are you going?
Are you caking the makeup?
Huh?
Are you caking the makeup or are you lightly?
Lightly.
Applying it?
Lightly.
I might go tonight. I don't know. So someone from the chat room said a new topic. Who are the butch queens in the entertainment industry? All of them.
There's a whole lot of them. There's a whole fucking shoot of them.
I think it's all of them. Especially the ones who act like, you know, who has a girlfriend every week. Bloody, I can never do this again. I need my host. You know, actually, Shane, none of my hosts called in. Keisha, do you think that Shane?
What?
That none of my co-hosts called in.
Yeah, why are they not calling in? I don't understand. Where are they?
I know. There's no support there. So if I quit, you know, do you think I would be right?
No. If nobody's calling in, no one's participating, then why waste your time?
Bloody. Yes, I am gagging. I'm actually gagging. But, yeah, I really don't know what is going on, but some tea came across. Keisha, did you hear about this Marco Herrera and, I don't know who else, Amori X Herrera Con?
No. Tayana probably knows. Where's Tayana? Tayana, call in.
I just got teed, said that Davina Icon is now 007.
Davina Icon?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I get some confirmation if she is or is not? Blay. Do I have any more callers? Because I could leave out with Keisha to go to Vogue Night. Keisha, are you in the chat room?
No. I'm about to get off because I'm about to leave now.
Letty, I'm going to be lonely. Is there anyone out there who can save me? Okay, so is Davina Icon a 007 or not? Don't hit me up. So, yeah, can someone please call in and say that? Okay. So there's a lot of girls leaving houses. Chat room, if you have a bloody topic, can I please have one? Or can someone call in, you know, to try to read me so I can get actually a little heated? Because I'm a bit low right now. So is Tamaya a law, no longer a law? Blatty. Does she even come out? Okay, I have another caller. Thank you. 443-743, you're live on the air.
I feel as though I really hope Vivian Icon is not a 007 because I live for her in the house that she's been. She's my favorite female figure. And I just, you know, I just hope she's where she is. And I hope she's not 007. I hope it's not true.
Sweetie, did you say she's a female figure?
Well, female figure, Vogue femme. Whatever she wants to be, I live for where she is.
Yeah, she's a Vogue femme. I live for her Vogue.
Yeah, I live for her also.
So you don't know for sure if she's leaving or not?
No, but I was just saying, like, I feel as though I hope it's not true. Mm.
Bloody. But I have a new topic. It's why the Butch Queen's getting dragged to sell ass in escort. And caller, I just got confirmation that it's true. James gave her his blessing.
Oh. Yikes.
Bloody, but thank you, caller. Have a bloody night. Do we have any more? So the topic is why the Butch Queen's getting dragged to sell ass in escort. Isn't there like a show tomorrow for stuff like that? But that's still a topic. So if I don't have any callers, I'm going to pull a Kelly. Baby, I don't have all night. Okay, can we play a Kamoshu because, you know, what? Can we play a play?
The 4th Annual Carolina Awards Ball, Saturday, May 5th, 2012. Doors open at 5 p.m. Admission $30 all night. Location, Symphony Ballroom at the Blake Hotel, Uptown, Charlotte, North Carolina. Commentators, Icon Jack Mizrahi and Icon Jay Manolo Blahnik. DJ, Legendary Vonalore, Grand Prize. $1,500. Butch Queen Realist with a Twist. Mini Grand Prize. $500. Butch Queen Vogue Set. Mini Grand Prize. $500. Butch Queen European Runway. Categories include male figure versus female figure. Two trophies. One cash prize of $250. Butch Queen Face. One trophy. One cash prize of $250. Open to all, foot and eye. Male figure versus female figure. Two trophies. One cash prize of $250. Open to all, team treatment. One trophy. One cash award of $300. And 13 other $100 categories. The 4th Annual Carolina Awards Ball. Saturday, May 5th, 2012. Charlotte, North Carolina. See you there.
You know, I'm completely gagging, you know, that I'm on my own. But, you know, fuck it, I'm going to go off about, you know, whatever I have to go off about. Can we call Kelly just so I can, you know, read her, if we can. Maya, you know, you're supposed to be like my older sister. Where are you? Maya, you there?
Yes, hello.
Yeah, so why am I actually here alone? What's going on?
I was actually pressing one to come on, but no one would put me on.
Bloody. You know, so do you have, like, any topics that we can talk about? Can we stir something up a little bit?
Well, yes, I have a topic.
So, go along.
Is it me or Rob Kardashian is sleeping with his sister's husband?
I thought the same thing.
Yes, every time they're together, they're so friendly.
They're so brotherly and friendly, hugs and kisses.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I thought the same thing. I wonder, you know, what if Chloe goes out and they're there alone?
Yes, I think Lamar is teaching that.
From the back.
Mm-hmm. The Kardashian way.
Bloody, but wait, stay there, Maya. We have three private callers. The first private bloody slut is there.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Are you trying to play an intro caller?
Actually, I just wanted to touch on the topic from last night about the fake
caller,
red bottom.
Caller, can you turn the music down, please?
Oh. Sanaya needs to stop wearing her fake red bottoms. Maybe she might have it out tonight at Folk Nights when we see her. Bye.
Oh, next private caller, how can you be private and not finish the statement. Next private caller.
Hello.
Hello, you're there, slowy, slow, slow.
You're so crazy, London. My name is Amanda.
Ooh. And Amanda.
Amanda, thank you. Amanda, where are you from?
No,
Amanda,
I'm
who
serious.
Are you calling trying to betray a
no,
woman?
No, listen, I'm serious. My name is Amanda Huggins, and I wanted to know, is it too late for me to transition? I'm in my, I'll be very honest, I'm 67. I have 4 kids. I have, you know,
okay.
all type of trophies and, you know, weightlifting and...
Yes, what size shoes do you wear?
Did they name you Amanda because it's so close to manly, a manly da?
Well, you could say that, but I think if you dim the lights real good, I look like a woman.
But we can't really know what you look like. But
oh,
if you
can go
name
to my Facebook. You got a picture.
No, but wait a minute. If you can name one person in the ballroom scene which you favor, who would it be and why?
Well, I will be honest. If you would put a platinum wig on, oh gosh, I'm going to regret this. Oh, I don't think I should say it.
Oh, what would you look like?
I'll give you a clue.
Next private caller. These callers sound so bloody ridiculous in my ear.
Yes.
They want to be a woman, but they could never be me. Next caller. I think there's a private bloody caller.
Hello? Hello?
Wait, I'm going to need you to lower your pitch just a little bit. Don't try
me?
So hard. Just let it out. Don't try so hard. Just let it out.
Can you hear me, London?
Yeah, you lower it a little more.
Okay, well, I wanted to touch on yesterday's topic.
Mm-hmm.
Who's the ugliest sim queen in the ballroom scene?
Yes, but remember, you have to name 3.
Oh.
And don't name anyone that you know, went to the motherland.
Well, I can think of one of the biggest ugly sim queens is the legendary mother, Nicole Kahn. That bitch is ugly.
Bloody, why did you say that?
Because she doesn't look real. Her teeth are big as shit. She just looks manly.
Well,
but wait, how can you tell she looks real when her eyes are always closed in all her pictures?
Her Adam's apple gives it away.
No, I think Nicole actually she can sit. She's actually she looks lovely.
On a good night.
She looks lovely, caller. I don't want her to
come
here.
No, and her weaves are fierce.
But she can try, you know, she can hop if she's feeling froggy, but, you know, I don't want her to call on here and actually release her stress out on me like she did my co-host, you know?
Yeah, well, I'm sorry. She just needs to sit her ass down. She's ugly.
And do you watch RuPaul's Drag Race?
Yeah, she looks like a butch queen in drag.
Well, how about you meet her at the next bar and see who's real?
Yeah, how about you see her, you meet her at the back of the runway and we can tell, you know, who's uglier, you or her? Is that okay,
and
caller?
Thank you.
Nighty-night. Next caller. Do we have any more calls? Another private caller.
Hello? Hello?
Yes. Hello, how are you?
Guys, be aware.
I'm grand. She's grand. I'm just calling in to say hi, London.
Hello.
And she's off. Sorry.
Bloody, does she say she's on and she's off? No, you fell off, sweetie. Next caller.
Yeah.
Private caller, you're live on the bloody air.
Hello.
Hello?
Yes, this is Amanda. Was I disconnected or did you make a mistake and hang up on me?
Amanda, can you wipe the A1 sauce off your lips? Next caller, please. Is it another bloody... Oh, 323-898, you're live on the air with London Bridge and Maya Angelou.
Yeah.
Oh, we'll add one more, London. This is me, Divine.
Oh, hello, my lover. You know, I love you now. I will never, never read you again.
Oh, love you too. How are you today?
I'm lovely. Actually, over here, pulling gray hairs out.
Yes, how are you, Divine?
I'm good. How are you, Maya? I'm a little irritated today. I get on Facebook and I read a girl had a rebuttal about something I said on a show yesterday, and they figure I need to keep their name out of my mouth.
Who was that?
We'll get to that. But my thing is, when you decide that you want to put yourself out there on a runway or decide that you want to go from being a regular person into a public figure, meaning you're in a ball, when you participate in a ball, that makes you a public figure. That means people that don't know you can look up and say they know you now or they know of you. So when you do that, you have to understand that Ballroom A-List and Tins and Chops are ballroom, basically ballroom newscasts. Yes, they're newscasts that are about people in ballroom, people's views about ballroom, and things pertaining to ballroom. So if you're a part of ballroom and we mention your name on here, if anything, bitch, you should be obliged and be happy that your punk ass was even fucking recognized as being an entity because you're a fucking weirdo. But I'm not even going to go there. My thing is, don't put your ugly ass out on the motherfucking stage and then get mad when you hear a couple of boos coming out with the applause. Don't think that it's all going to be positive, and then when you get something that you feel ain't necessarily geared towards you, you want to get upset. Bitch, that's just like celebrities not liking paparazzi. Yes?
Yeah, well, who are we talking about now? Because, you know,
yeah,
like,
I need to know so I can place a picture with what I
yeah.
Oh, baby. This is a young lady from Los Angeles. She's the mother of Van Cartier, the same person that got angry with me when Tanya Cartier was online and we figured out that she was fraudulently using their name. And so now she changed her name from...
How is she a Cartier when Tanya Cartier has been doing this forever? In this
we already established that. So now she has a vendetta with me because... the fact that I'm the girl that discovered that, and plus Tanya said, you know, so what happened was they tried to get with Tanya and be like, well, we're already using the name. Can we stay part of? And Tanya gave it, no, ma'am, I don't want no parts. And so that made them angry with me. They changed their name from Cartier to Van Cartier, which is fine. Now the problem is they're upset with me trying to read me a little bit or throw a little sly jabs at me because I asked a question on a show yesterday, because I heard they were coming out as the new mother Blahnik for the West Coast, and some of their kids were going to be Blahnik. I mean, this is a newscast. I'm supposed to get the gossip in the news out there. So,
but Divine, you know what you can just sit there and say, you know, and laugh at, you know, just say, like, she's from the West Coast, you know, who really cares?
That's true. Sad to say, this is my coast, and unfortunately, yes, some people are not relevant, and that happens to be one of them.
And did she ever win at a ball?
Oh no, but she's fallen on the runway in front of everybody a couple of times.
And she made it even worse by putting Van in front of it. You know, she's just a kiki.
Well, you know, this is somebody that I try to have somewhat respect for because there were a figure in my life. We had disagreements, and as we've gone along in life, we're not necessarily friends anymore. But, you know, I still try to respect the fact that this was a person that I did look up to at one time in my life. I will be honest, that did some things for me in my life, but then did some things that were not so great geared toward me in my life as well. And that's what brought us to this point now. And, you know, I try to give them a little, you know, a little bit of respect. I can't say I give them the utmost respect because you can't get that from me because you don't give me that. So I try to give them a little respect. Like, you know, like right now, you guys know my mouth. I could go ahead and obliterate her in about 30 seconds. But I'm not even going there. It's not, you know, but I am a little bothered by the fact that you always want to tell me to keep my name out of your mouth when I'm a public figure, bitch, and I'm on a motherfucking news type newscasting type of radio show.
You know, you can make you can actually make her a little bit more famous by mentioning her.
Can we get that person to call in if she wants to write on Facebook about Man Yeah,
can we get
Van
Hart? What's her name, Van Hart?
I mean, because if the kids pay their dues in her house, maybe she should have a cell phone to call in and press one.
Well, I would invite her to, but I'm sure she wouldn't really want to do that. She doesn't necessarily like to do anything in the public eye, to be honest, which amazes me why she decides she wants to be part of ballroom after all these years. But we all know that, you know, anybody that knows a personal story between me and her, her ballroom life was has been productive as a vendetta with me because she was once the secretary for my house or the administrator in my house, and I released her of her duties, and from that point on, she felt like, well, fuck it, I'll go head to head with her and be a mother. And I wish her all the luck out there. It's a hard world.
Well, yeah, if someone's listening and they know this person, please tell her to call in. And if you are listening, press one and come up here and state your piece.
Obviously, somebody listens because they definitely wanted to say that I had her name in my mouth.
And what's her name again?
Her name is, I can't even
hear that question. Is that you, Divine?
Yeah,
no,
I'm
her name
Divine. I can't say her name. It's like Beetlejuice and Rumpelstiltskin. You say it too many times, she might pop up or something could happen.
Was that you, Chris,
in
London?
So basically, she's a closet hoe who, you know, is scared to really come out like that.
Yes, and she uses Facebook as a platform.
I mean, she's an older girl, so you know how I go. Sometimes older girls, they decide to join ballroom after turning 40 and feel like, you know, somebody owes them a little bit of respect because of
like
their
age.
Like
white people who decide to have a baby when they're like 50.
Yes,
right.
Like Amanda, who just called in and wanted
to
be a transsexual at the same
age. At 50? What happens to people when they try to have a baby at 50? They end up having retarded children. Right. So,
and then their names begin to have, they begin to have first names and last names like Maya Angelou.
And then you are trying it.
Yes. We love
and
Maya,
I think,
but I just really wanted to make sure that I
addressed
that.
Oh, I love
that.
Maya.
I love you too.
But I just wanted to make sure that I addressed that, because I'm like the nerve of you to try to, you know, you don't have a problem showing your face at a ball and walking and trying to be judged and trying to put yourself in public there. So when it comes to ballroom newscasting and those type of things, Eddie, you've already put yourself out there.
Yes, well, Linda, let's take some callers and see if she's on the line.
Okay, and Maya, I have a question for you. They said, when is the next poetry book coming out?
I'll have one next week.
Oh, so next week. Where can we find it?
On www.arrows.com.
Do we have any more callers? No, okay. So, as of now, we don't have any more callers, but I don't want to talk about, what is it? Yeah, I don't even know her name. Oh, we have callers.
Yeah. We'll call her. Let's just call her Fiona. We can nickname her.
Fiona, right.
She doesn't want our name in our mouth, so we'll call her Fiona.
Well, I think Fiona was actually pretty. Can we call her Shrek?
Or
maybe even Donkey.
Oh, well.
You could just call her the Ogre.
Bloody, we have a private caller, a PC. PC, you're live on the air.
Those ones scare me.
Right. You're live. You can speak. Come out the chambers.
Yes, hello.
Right.
Hi, is your mother and father over 50? Because you sound a little slow. Next caller. A PC, PC, you're live on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm a woman.
If you believe so, sweetie, I'm with you. Do we have another caller? And not another PC.
And this person that keeps calling in saying they are a woman, Patty LaBelle said, I have rehearsed my line a million times.
Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, how are you? Thank you for calling Tinder Talk.
What's up, Charles?
What's up? How are you today?
Hi. Welcome to Breakfast Club.
Welcome to her.
Do you have any suggestions on our topics, caller?
No, just I'm a fan. I love the show. I don't think y'all done a great job.
Thank
you. What's your name, caller?
Kiana.
Kiana who?
Are you sure?
Did you say Fiona or Kiana?
No, that's Kenny. Kenny?
Mm.
Is that you? Next caller. Private caller, you're live on the air.
You forgot to close your windows. Body's naked, water dripping, and you asked her to hand you the towel.
Hello.
What color is my hair?
You're bald.
London.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yes, hide your kids. Hide your wife.
Hide your dogs and hide your cats. Next caller, please.
Hello?
Oh. Private caller, you're live on the air. Don't have too much fun.
Yeah, she's back on. Hi. She's behind.
Yes.
No, she's off.
How are you?
I'm fine. And yourself?
You're doing lovely. Caller, you never give your name. You just say she's on and she's off.
My name is she, her. That's my name.
What's your name?
She, her, me.
She, capital H-I-M.
She, her, and me.
Which one are you?
She's capital H-I-M.
Rewind.
Yes.
How are you?
I'm good, yourself?
Great. Okay, she's off. Bye.
All right, babe. Thank you for calling.
No, she's late and she's back in the chambers.
Oh, okay.
Next private caller, if there is one, just speak.
Yes, it's Hot Gossip Tuesday. I know we got some listeners out there that have something they want to get off their chest.
We have to. Next private caller.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Yes, I wanted to talk.
Yes, what's your name?
Caller, you need to speed up your time over there. Yeah,
I don't
you're
need
going
to speed
up
my time. I just called in to talk and you're hanging up on me.
And what did you want to talk about? You called in with plenty of different baritone voices.
Because when I called in as Amanda, it wasn't working. So now I'm just calling in my regular voice.
Oh?
Oh, and
okay,
you think
so
you'll
that?
Get more respect?
No, I had to actually take my wig and my dress off because you was not, like, trying to answer my question.
So you're back to being Manly Manda?
Pretty much.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so the new and upfound Manly Manda, how are you?
I'm fine. Just trying to get this tough thing under control. It's really irritating.
Yes, is that Tony Revlon?
Oh, come on. Now, y'all know better than that.
Hello?
No, that no damn
But why
Tony.
Would they fall out? Is that... Bloody, they fell out.
Yeah, who is that?
Yeah, do we have any more callers?
Do we have any more private callers? If we have another private caller, all private callers say hello.
Hello.
Bloody. Hello, bye.
Oh, no.
Next private caller, say hello.
Hello.
You're still there.
Hello.
Yeah, what would you like to say, private caller?
Yeah, let's make it hot. I'm a woman. Who else is a woman?
What?
I'm a woman. Who else is a woman?
And how long have you been a woman? How long have you been a woman?
What happened?
How long have you been a woman?
All my mind.
Okay.
Bloody define, you know, pay her no mind. You know, she says she's a woman, but she's not the same woman that we
you
are.
You just can't take it, honey. You can't take it because I'm a woman.
I have a question. You sound like a cranky anchor.
Maya, you're not a woman.
If you're a woman.
You're not a woman. You're not
Maya, you're not a woman.
You sound like a cranky anchor.
I wonder like before I was on it today.
Bloody next private caller. I think it's a private caller tonight. So Divine, what do you think about RuPaul's Drag Race?
I didn't see who turned out to be the winner. I saw all the way up to the last three. Oh my, what's this?
Yes, are we calling Terry?
I...
So who's the winner?
Yes, Divine is over there smoking all that kush.
You know it.
Yes.
So Divine, do they have vending machines out there?
No, that's... No, they only vend cigarettes.
Yes,
hello?
Yeah.
Oh.
And who won RuPaul's Drag Race?
Oh, I don't know. No one won yet. I think he's saving it. RuPaul is saving it for next week.
Oh, okay. Well, I did see all that. What do I think about it?
Who do you think is going to win?
I know who I cannot stand, and it's the bitch that's from here. We have done a couple of shows together. And I cannot stand fucking Chad Michaels.
Why?
Because she's a bitch in person. She's such a fucking bitch. Let me tell you what she did. So I did a guest spot at her show. She was doing the show at the Rage, I believe, in Hollywood on Santa Monica. This was about 3 or 4 years ago. I'm doing a guest spot with my friend, and my friend was doing the Missy Elliott song and the one with Trina in it. So I did Trina's part, and I came out in a little number. It was a net number with no bra on and a G-string, you know, but everything was see-through. Like, I think it was a netted bodysuit with a thong and that was it. And some thigh highs, you know, and the typical, like, little sweatwear. And I was doing Trina. So after the number, he comes in the dressing room up to me and was like, didn't you just come off the stage? I was like, yeah. I'm thinking this is just in the compliment. And he was like, nice, but next time you perform here, you need to make sure you put those things away. But this bitch is sitting here in my face wearing fake titties with her with the same type of LA shirt on with the nipples and shit from the fake titties show on the chest plate. So I'm like, bitch, what's the fucking difference between what I look like and what you look like besides those are fake? But it's like you still look nude. I'm like, are you that fucking Jade faggot? What is the problem?
Bloody, she's so old. We have another caller.
Yeah, oh, baby. She's an old evil white queen.
757-02.
What's going on, y'all? What's going
on?
Hello there. Devon, I got a question for you, Devon.
Yeah, what's up?
Wait.
Who are we speaking with? How are you? Thank you for calling in. What's your name?
I'm sorry. This is Rick Ross Avenue. Sorry about that.
Okay,
I got a question. What categories do you believe that needs improvement in the ballroom scene? Like, what categories can you see that needs really to be improved?
Scene? As nationally, or are you speaking of where I live?
Just period. Point blank, basically.
I think... as of now, realness.
Yeah, I would say that too.
Realness, and and sex iron and faith, unfortunately.
Yes, I have to see peace because they do so many $1,000 categories, and these girls just go to Chinatown and just get these dresses and throw paint on with a red eyebrow and think it's face. It's not happening.
Well, I just feel like one thing, I feel like damn near every category in ballroom needs to be amped a little bit. Because to me, when I started ballroom or years ago, when I first was looking at ballroom, even before I started, when I was just looking at it, it was such an extraordinary thing that I didn't even know that if I was capable of doing it myself. Like, I doubted myself going out there ever being able to be a girl that could really turn it. Because the girls that were out there, they had such a high, just, you know, the way they carried themselves and the way they looked. I was so impressed by them that I wondered, could I even compete with them at one time? And it's like now anybody can walk just about anything on a chosen night. And that's not cool. I mean, when I was here first, when I first started seeing balls, the sex stylists were definitely
men. Do you think it's because some of the judges are probably high or drunk or it's just a girlfriend panel?
I think that...
All of the above.
Yes, I think all of the above. I think it's all of the above, but I think mainly it's just gotten to the point where people don't really give a crap any longer. It's really truly what I think it is.
Yeah, I think so.
These people
too.
Don't care. They feeling themselves and using the judges' panel and things like that as a tool of power and authority, more or less than something that you being allowed to do as an honor because people respect you to the point where they feel that you can be honored to judge. And now people feel like, oh, bitch, I'm a bad bitch, so I should be judging. And the attitude of the judges, I think, is really what changes the panel. It's somewhat is what affects ballroom and somewhat the crowd, because a lot of times judges are scared to chop because not because they don't want to get their ass beat or they're scary, but they just don't want to go through the whole song and dance of knowing people are going to run up here, they're going to holler, they're going to scream, it's going to call something, this might, you know, make a girl feel a particular way toward me. all those different things you have to think about when you're on the judge's panel. You have to take into account. A lot of times, you know, I'll be thinking, God damn, do I really want to chop this person? Like, I have to help out from chopping people because I knew that if I was the person to chop them, even though they knew damn well they should have been chopped, but if that chop would have came from me, there, it would have been a problem. But anyone else could have chopped them.
But my question is this, Devon, but do you think it's fair to the other people who actually did what they had to do that that person didn't get chopped?
No.
Well, hell no, I don't think it's fair.
No, and we have a bunch of callers, so give it to me.
Let's go.
Is it private?
Kelly, can I have the legendary Elmore mother to talk to the floor? Kelly? Everlasting. The runway. Everlasting. Anti realness, bitch. Everlasting. Performance diva. Everlasting. Doesn't give a fuck. Now tell me, say. Everlasting car. Give me what I want. Legendary Kelly.
Valentino's out here on the rise. We making it hot. Oh, y'all just can't wait for us, huh?
Yeah, Carla, no free promotions. Thank you.
Free promotions?
No,
I'm
free
just
promotions
in the house of Valentino. But what are you talking about?
I already know where you're going. I already know where you're going with
you. You know what? I don't even really like you too much. So I don't even know why we talking.
Why don't you like me? But
because
you're
disrespectful.
You
know what I'm saying? You be dropping lugs and shit. You ain't got to do that with me. You feel me?
You must don't, you know, involve yourself with people that are real to you, that will tell you that
I'm not even real to me. You know what I'm saying? You sound fake as hell. You sound pretend, made
no,
up.
I speak the truth, and I you thank you.
What is truth about you?
And
what is you speaking after
night,
truth?
So
you don't even know shit. So how could you speak the truth
Monday
and you don't know
Wednesday,
shit?
And I thank you. You have a nice night, Mr. Valentine. No. Thank you.
Let the church say amen.
Amen. Next caller, 347-286. You're live. Maya, can you turn your TV down a little bit?
And that's not my TV.
That's the girl for the 347. Go to the next car.
347-286 live on the air. Next caller. Oh, so that's it with the callers for now. But, yeah, I think the girls that, you know, spend a lot of money to walk their categories just to, you know, I think they shouldn't be chopped. Do you guys think they should chop for virgin performance?
Yes.
Why, if you're a virgin, if, you know, you did it for the first time?
Well, this is how I feel about the virgin performance. I said that if you come to a bar, you've learned enough information and you need to know all your elements. And I'd rather chop you than to send you to vote with the other girls if you don't have all your elements. That's what majority of these girls don't know what they're doing.
Okay, so you think they should chop for Virgin Runway as well?
I think
yes.
They should chop for Virgin anything because... Just because you're a virgin does not mean you shouldn't know how to walk or you should not know how to vote or you should not have faith. You know, just because you're a virgin does not give you an excuse to be a fuck-up. It gives you an excuse to be not as great as the others. I feel you still have to know the craft of what you're doing. You can't just... come out there and you're dipping all off beat and all shit like that because you're not voguing. This is virgin vogue.
What's the difference between
virgins or girls that just are not necessarily have, I just feel that virgins are girls that just don't have the craft as well as the veterans.
Okay,
know,
so what's the difference between...
I think that's
what's
more or less because of the nerve. It's more of a nerve thing with the virgins. It's not necessary. And just, you know, like, you know, they just got new wings. That's all.
Yes, I have a question. I got to answer, London. See, the difference between virgin and realness with a twist. See, when I see this realness piece of trade hit the back of the runway, I'm like, ooh, and ah. When he starts catwalking and voguing, he makes me gag. When I see this country butch queen in the back with a skirt on and heels and hair, and he's voguing like a drag queen, it's not life for me.
Bloody Maya. We have another caller. 832-814. You're live on the air. Back away from the dick and pick up the phone.
Oh?
Next caller. Okay, 832-814, you're live on the air. That's a mess. Private caller, you're live on the air.
I have a question. Yeah, I was listening to the show last night, and I want to get into how Maya has said you had got slayed by Cassandra Ebony at the ball. Can we kind of talk about that?
There's nothing to talk about. She never slayed me.
How could she slay you and they don't even know who you are?
I know. Maya
was said that she knew who she was.
But Maya is old and she also doesn't remember the last time she slept with a man.
Oh my God.
You have Alzheimer's.
Do you want to catch up on any other topic, caller?
Okay.
Damn, caller.
Maya, that voice was not cut. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Yes, I have a question for all three of you, and I meant to ask this a while ago. What is your favorite category that's out right now, and who's your favorite performer in that category to all three of you? It could be, I want to know for this time period, what is your favorite category that's out in ballroom? Who's your favorite performer of past? And who do you think is really killing it right now?
Okay, cool. I'll go. I think my favorite category is Femme Queen Performance or Female Figure Performance now, because it's what it's been swooned into. My favorite performer of the past would be Sanaya. I say a girl that's ripping it up right now would be, as far as a newer girl that's ripping it up, a younger girl that's ripping it up to me right now is Jasmine Khan, and I think girls that are kind of veteran to this that I love would be Roxy and Laomi. Those are my boos.
Right.
And that's my pick. So I guess, yeah. For the past, Sanaya, for
the more newer legends, you would say, like with the Roxys and the Laomis.
Yeah, Roxy, Laomi, and then the next upcoming girl I would think is probably, I like Mercedes too, Mercedes Prodigy. I think actually all the Prodigy film queens, they all do go left. So I'll give that up as well. But the girl for right now that I really like is, I like Jasmine Khan. No, she's not even con. What is she? No, what is she?
She's a con.
She's floppy. She's a little floppy.
Oh, she is a con. She used to be icon, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, right. You're right.
Okay,
oh, God.
My favorite category is actually female figure performance as well. My old favorite is Mika Prodigy. And my new is up and coming Lola Ebony. She's actually eating it right now.
Oh, that's Maya. The girl with a lot of body, huh?
Yeah, she has a lot of face, a lot of body, a lot of ass. She kind of looks.
But she's
a lot
of
different.
I will say she's cute.
She catches every beat.
Yeah, she performs.
Well, that's what I come to see in balls. Actually, are those. The girls anyway, and especially those type of girls, I live for it, and she vokes down for me. But Maya, who do you think?
Yes, I would have to say the Vogue Femme also. My older girl would be Ashley
Butch
Icon.
Queen Vogue Femme? I'm sorry, Butch
no,
Queen Vogue Femme or female?
Female, Femme Queen Performance.
Okay.
I would have to see Ashley Icon. And for the newer girls, I would have to say, Tamara Revlon.
Oh, I forgot about Tamara. We should have been able to give our top three of everybody. That should have been what the deal was.
Yes.
So a new topic just came across my phone. Name two people who haven't battled yet that you can't wait to see on the floor. Mine would be Trace Mizrahi and Didi Chanel.
Oh.
I'm sorry, what was the question?
Name two people who you haven't seen battle yet that you can't wait to see on the floor.
Come back to me on that one.
Excuse me, has she ever finished that battle that she was supposed to have with Miss Christina Tsunami when Christina was going to have her for lunch, and she really got, you know, a little bit overly emotionally involved in the battle and couldn't finish?
And started punching, kicking.
That's not how I recall that. I was there.
I have yet to see them really battle. I haven't seen them battle. But I think that would be a hot battle.
They battled at a Rumble Ball in New York. I was there. Okay. And Christina was not having my sister for lunch. They were battling in close quarters. And somehow Christina kicked Sanaa into the mouth. And Sanaa ended the battle there. She said, I'm not going to do this shit. And I don't blame her, honey.
Right.
And the reason they were in close quarters, they got in close quarters because all the girls, as they started broken, like they started, it was all open, but the girls went up because they were skimming the show. The girls went up and ran all in and smashed them into this small little compartment, and then somebody got hit. And that's all she wrote. I mean, for a lady, the girls, you know, everybody's not into slamming themselves into the floor and getting beat and popped and hit and all that shit.
Letty, so that's why she, you know, punched and kicked.
Yeah, not why you broke it. I would have got up too.
We interrupt your regularly scheduled programming for this breaking news report.
I have breaking news. What? The feds are looking for three people that are escorts. They are running around sick, giving clients and the girls HIV. The names were given to me, but I won't say them on here. But all I will say is please be careful.
Oh?
Bloody. So is that the people that the health department is looking for?
Do we know what state they are in?
I think it's Atlanta.
Oh.
Are they Butch Queen or Them Queen?
Preferably Butch Queen.
Oh.
No, it's actually three different states. LA, Atlanta.
Wait a minute.
In New Jersey.
May peace be still.
Letty, that's a lot. Divine, I love your video. You read her to see.
Oh my God, London. Who are they looking for in LA?
They said LA, Chi-Town, New Jersey, all of the above.
Oh, so this is someone that goes through all these cities?
Yeah, they're looking for escorts that are running around doing things that they should not be doing.
Okay. Well, Lord knows, there's plenty of those around.
They're crawling around like ants.
Yeah, well.
Well, yes, I have,
Thou shalt not
judge,
to each
his own.
Yes, London.
Yeah, go along, Maya.
Yes. Did Amaya 007 ever battle Ayana Christian for Faith?
Did
what?
Amaya ever battle who?
Ayana Christian.
Did she ever battle who?
Did she ever battle Ayana Christian for Faith?
Did who?
Amaya, ex-Mizrahi.
Oh, did she ever battle Ayana? No, I don't think so. I think they both walked for the 75. Was it 75 or 7600, the ebony ball?
75.
Yeah. I would love to
I
see them battle.
I think they both walked, you know. Blatty, my red phone is going off. They said that one of them lives in L.A., one of them lives in Chicago, and one of them lives in New Jersey. They're all from the same house.
Oh, my. Oh. Well, that's not being specific in there.
Well, they're
breaking it down. They said the one that used to live in L.A. now lives in Texas. Blake.
London.
Oh, I got it.
Can we play Wheel of Fortune?
Oh, I got it. Oh, no, ma'am.
London.
Oh, wait. Oh, no, I don't got it. Cause
that's a lot.
It's three people that live in Texas now. I don't know. Ooh. L.A. make it hot. Somebody better call in a dish. What's going on?
That's a lot. I just caught it.
Can I get a letter or a vow, London?
Do you want a vow?
Yes.
Do you want to buy a vow? Which one?
Yes. For $250, yes.
And which letter?
Can I buy an E?
Okay. Okay, you can buy an E.
Thank you. Yeah, spin the wheel.
$2,000.
May I have an O?
There's a 1-0.
Can I solve the puzzle?
No, Maya, you cannot solve the puzzle.
Yes, Maya, please solve the puzzle.
Solve the puzzle, Maya. Just go along.
Would it be ebony?
What?
Will it be what? Maya, I did not know you were scared. But no,
okay,
it can be you.
Yeah, I said, would it be ebony?
Oh. What ebony?
Yeah, it's I went to $2,000. I don't
you
know.
Didn't
I was
get
just, I'm just trying to solve the puzzle.
You solved the puzzle for the last name. No, that is actually a touchy subject, and I'm not going to touch it anymore.
Can we move on?
We can definitely move along.
Yes, so Divine, we were talking about...
Do you feel that you need to, like, vent through video? Divine? I'm not reading you, sis.
Is Divine there?
Divine, did you choke on your weed? Bloody, we lost her. I think she just, you know, she just paid it and went to play tennis.
Yes. So how do you feel about Kim Kardashian and Kanye West?
I think that's just for play. You know, Kanye is actually a butch queen.
Yes, he actually wrote the song and came at Chris, you know, Chris Humphries.
Really?
Yes.
Bloody.
And she was caught
in the song.
You know, I forget, but then Kim Kardashian was noticed wearing KW diamond earrings in her ears.
It might mean Kimberly West.
Or Kanye West.
Or Kanyera. He's a butch queen. He doesn't like, you know, all of that.
Yes. Well, how all about Neo dating the Book Queens in West Village, in his apartment, his loft.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, bloody, they're saying I have call. Do I have callers? NT caller? Do I have callers? So she's having the kids in the village.
Yeah, she has a loft in the village, and she pays the kids.
Bloody. She looks like the type, you know?
Yes.
Maya, do you smoke cigarettes?
No. My dentures go brown. Yes, I would. You know, the polydent on my dentures would just fall off.
Really?
Yes.
You need Fixodent.
How you doing? So there's no more callers.
I know. I'm trying to see. Is there any more? Devon, you're back.
Okay. Sorry. I heard you guys talking the whole time. My phone had hung up, and I was in the queue all this time. So, rewind that back.
You must be smoking some good shit.
Are you smoking the Back to the Future? Yes.
Divine, I want to smoke for the first time with you. The caller, you're live on the air. Private caller, just say hello.
Yeah, hello.
Hello, yeah.
Yeah, so Divine.
Yes.
If you can give me two up-and-coming Butch Queen and Drags transitioning to femme queens that you see good potential in, but have never left the West Coast to come to the East Coast or the Midwest to battle someone and get their name out there, who would it be that really needs to push themselves and take that next step into the ballroom scene?
That are butch queen and drags?
Or, you know, either drag queens transitioning into femme queens.
I think that she's Mother Lanaya Ebony. I don't know if she's walked out of state. She may have once or twice, but I don't really recall because I wasn't there. But I think that she's a girl. She's definitely, she's gorgeous. She has a lot going. Let me think who else. Definitely B. Escada. That's a Vogue Femme girl. She's really been ripping it up. That's the girl that met Cassandra twice out here, once in Los Angeles, once in Vegas. You know, she definitely has a lot of potential. She's not even at Nurseable Blossom yet, so I can only imagine what the future for holds, but she's definitely a Vogue girl. My daughter, Father, Davion Chanel, probably needs to pump around. He's been in New York and Atlanta.
Did you say my daughter, father?
Yeah, it is my daughter. It's my aunt.
Yeah, listen, I just got into that too.
I just got into it. So, what do you guys think about, you know, actual butch queens becoming fathers and not, you know, And butch queens becoming mothers as well.
Well, butch queens are supposed to be fathers. That's why, you know, she doesn't get any
drag
or anything of the sort.
I rephrased my question. You know, what do you think about butch queens becoming mothers of houses?
Well, my other daughter is a butch queen, and he's a mother of Escada, and I think if that person can hold it up, I think it's quite okay. I mean, he gets in drag from time to time, but, I mean, he's definitely a butch queen. So, I mean, I don't see anything wrong with it.
Yeah, so what would be some categories from back in the day that the ballroom really don't use anymore that would really bring some spice to the new generation?
Like what? Like fag out?
Yes.
Oh, I wasn't finished with my people from the West.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
I think to walk out, you know, to walk fag out, you don't really have to be talented. You just have to be super gay.
Yeah.
Well, let me finish saying what I was saying about the people on the West Coast, Mike, because I had some people in mind. I didn't want to leave out people.
Okay.
And there's another Vogue film that's soft and cut, Devani Chanel. Amazing. Definitely, definitely amazing. Wow.
See, you don't want to leave
people out. Oh, and I believe there's one Twister that's been ripping it up as well. I believe his name is Half Pint Redline. Definitely something to look at as well.
All right.
We have another private caller.
Hi, everybody. It's me.
Hello.
I want to comment on the people that Devon was speaking about, Ballerina. I live for Ballerina Vogue sometimes, and sometimes I don't. Either she's on point or she's not on point for me. So I'm kind of skeptical. I think if she trains, though, she's going to be a bitch to, like, watch out for.
I know what you mean. Like, when you really want to, you want to see that person go off, but they just
don't.
Well,
that's what we were speaking on. We were talking about people that have potential, right?
Right. I said, did I
also say as well, she's not even at full blossom?
Well, no, I thought we were talking about girls who we wanted to walk out of state.
Up-and-coming girl that's on the West Coast that can, you know, as she said, blossom and move on to other things, like the West Coast and the East Coast, to better the bigger girls and get their name out there.
What about that girl, Noodles? Noodles Revlon, Devon?
Noodles?
I have a question. One question. Is it chicken or beef?
I got it. No, that's somebody that knows the history. And, I'm going to ask
I think
question.
She needs to be for you.
No, let me ask you that. Let me ask you that. Noodles. Well, I feel that on a scale of 1 to 10, Noodles can be a 7, maybe 7.5. She has her nights, but she's not necessarily consistent. She's not consistent. That's my thing. I've seen her cut up before, but then I've seen her not so hot as well. So, I think that she's definitely somebody that can put some work in and maybe who knows what will turn up in the future. But as of right now, no, I'm not necessarily a Noodles fan. And because she has such a smart mouth. Jesus.
That was generous.
You know,
all right,
really
that being generous. A 7, that was generous. What
do you think about, wait. Since you're saying I was generous, what do you think about Noodles? May I ask you?
I don't think.
You don't think?
That was shady.
But why don't you think? What is there not to think about? Haven't you seen her Vogue? What happens when you see her Vogue?
I turn the other way. I walk away to the restroom. I take a restroom break. I take a cigarette break.
Why do you do that? It's not entertaining for you?
For it to be simply performance, the girls have to do more than a spin and a dip for me. For it to be simply performance,
what's your name?
Who am I?
Yes.
I'm Brandon Shea, darling.
Okay, and where do you walk?
What do you walk like? Girl. This is just...
I like this one, yeah.
Well, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Let's get, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Hold on.
Hey,
I can tell you.
That's what we were saying. So you don't like Nutella's?
I mean, I won't say, her personality is fine. She's never stepped out of line or out of pocket with me or nothing like that.
I mean, you don't like Nutella's. I mean, I'm talking about her bow. Without her, you know, her personality... I don't know. I don't really know her, so I can't say what her personality is, but I know we always seem to, somewhere we have it's a love and hate type of thing, because some days she's very pleasant, and then some days she comes out of nowhere with a soft jab, and it's like, oh, really?
And what happens?
You roll over and play pussy with you, like, it's cool.
Oh, I just got an inbox. The breaking news that you were speaking about earlier, London, it looks like it was three Mizrahis. I have Father George Mizrahi, Father J.P. Mizrahi, and Father Q. Mizrahi. I don't know these people.
Oh, my God, what? Wait a
minute.
Oh, this is horrible. Come on now.
I think it's not good time.
I think it was more fun when we left it, you know, mysterious. I don't think that this...
The 4th Annual Carolina Awards Ball, Saturday, May 5th, 2012. Doors open at 5 p.m. Admission $30 all night. Location, Symphony Ballroom at the Blake Hotel, Uptown, Charlotte, North Carolina. Commentators, Icon Jack Mizrahi and Icon Jay Manila Blahnik. DJ, Legendary Vonalore. Grand Prize, $1,500. Bush Queen Real and Super Quick. Mini Grand Prize, $500. Bush Queen Vogue Fest. Mini Grand Prize, $500. Bush Queen European Runway. Categories include male figure versus female figure. Two trophies. One cash prize of $250. Bush Queen Face. One trophy, one cash prize of $250. Open to all, foot and eye. Male figure versus female figure. Two trophies. One cash prize of $250. Open to all, team streetwear. One trophy, one cash award of $300. And 13 other $100 categories. The 4th Annual Carolina Awards Ball. Saturday, May 5th, 2012. Charlotte, North Carolina. See you there.
Blatty, disregard the news you guys just heard. We're not going to talk about things like that.
Right. I'm glad.
I liked it better
when it was a mystery.
Right, I like it better, you know? Blatty.
Yeah.
And I thank you for any more callers that, you know, thought they're going to come on and, you know, make it hot. Do we have any more callers?
Mean.
Yeah, that
was mean. That was so mean.
That was messy. And, you know, I'll probably get red for it, you know.
I'm sure they'll get a piece of me for that.
But anyway, and now it's all over Facebook. Is my lovely hostesses with the mostesses still with me?
Yes, I'm still here. Seems like Divine's phone cut off. Divine. She must have got disconnected. London?
Yeah, hello?
Yes.
So where's the bomb?
I think she got disconnected.
I'm here.
Okay, so Do we have anything else to talk about? Because, you know, that was a lot. Devon, you're back.
Thank you. Maya, do you have a poem?
You know, I haven't wrote anything.
It's been too long. You've been doing this for a bit of a long time, so you should know how to come up with a poem off the top of your head.
Well, you know, I'm under the production of the Old Network, and I'm unauthorized to do any public speaking at this moment.
Or are you under the influence of drugs?
Wow.
Bloody. So,
you are a mess, London.
So, Divine, are you going to be on Malone's show next week?
Yeah. Why not?
Oh, okay, so you're still a host?
Yeah. I enjoy the controversy.
Yeah, so Divine, let me ask you, how is it coming from this show, you know, doing the other show, and how are your responses from the audience?
Wait, say that one more time, Maya, I'm sorry.
You know, how is your response from the audience, from this show and the other show? What's the difference?
It really hasn't really been, too much of a topic. It's come up a couple of times where,
So you get, the same audience you get on this show, on that show?
Yes.
It's mixed. Some of them, yes. Some people, yes. But not necessarily, no.
Okay. But any callers, Isaiah, we have 40 minutes left into the show. If you're going to press 1, press it now because I have to go out to vote nuts.
Okay.
To see if Sanaya got fake red bottoms on.
I'm so worried in London.
Okay,
I need to go to vote nights to see if Sanaya has fake red bottoms on since, you know, you said that she wears fake red bottoms.
Oh, no, she don't wear fake red bottoms.
I highly doubt she do, you know.
No, but we can, you know, the girls rarely wear red bottoms in the ballroom scene. There's a few I've seen, like Sequoia Prodigy. She's always on point. Trisha Khan, she's always on point. You know, there's a few that really, really, really look good in them. I think I might go buy me a pair tomorrow. I hope they have. Do the Christian Louboutins have orthopedic shoes?
Maya, you only wear flats.
Okay.
And yes, if they only make me an orthopedic shoe, I'll get a daffodil.
Mm-mm.
Bloody.
Yes, it'll be the limited edition Maya Angelou's orthopedic daffodils, Swarovski crystals.
Do you want the straps on them?
No, I don't want my foot, because, you know, it's a little fat.
We interrupt your regularly scheduled programming for this breaking news report.
Be careful of the suspicious white girls in the scene, and black ones are snitching on the girls.
Oh?
So who is a suspicious white girl?
Good question.
They actually work for the feds. Who do you guys think is a suspicious white girl?
I'm going to keep my mouth closed on this one.
Overall, mother fella, I think she's actually a suspicious white girl. There's not many white girls in the scene.
You know, or the mother, or the mother of the name we can't say.
Who? Oh, Tracy Trace.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't she, like, Polynesian?
No. I think so.
Oh, they're the fake profile girls. Oh, there's a lot of those.
Data.
What did you say?
White girl Escada, the runway. I love him.
What? Is she white?
Yeah, it's a gay. It's a gay boy. He walks runway, goes left, and he's white, but he goes, you know.
Bloody. And they said the fake profile. The girls who have fake profiles.
He's like from Chicago.
The do's and don'ts on silicone and moans on ladies' night.
Oh, God, don't do it.
No, you know, I just, you know, read the
London,
word.
You are a man.
Okay.
Shame the devil.
But I don't understand why would you promote for Thursday on Tuesday, you know? We could have actually stowed that topic. You know?
We don't do things like that.
I know, we don't steal and recycle. But I'm definitely going to call in and support. Unless... Mm-hmm. So what are you guys doing for the rest of the night? Because, you know, it's a bit late.
Yes, well, I have a conference call with Michelle Obama, Nelson Mandela, Oprah Winfrey, and Taraji P. Henson about my new movie that's coming out.
And what new movie? A Madea movie?
Yes.
You would be in a Madea movie.
When are you trying to say, London?
No, I think Cicely Tyson is actually doing a better job than you all right now. The last movie you were in was Poetic Justice, right? Do you still keep in contact with Tupac?
You know, he's actually been MIA for a while. He BBN'd me a couple of days ago.
Bloody.
Bloody.
Bloody, but I like our little Tuesday nights. Slightly,
yeah. So, you don't have any more tea, London, for the party?
I'm trying to get some tea. What chat room has topics? No.
Yes. Okay. Well, we only have a couple more minutes into the show. You know, as far as like, you know, a half an hour or so. But I want to make it real hot. I want to ask you and Divine, what pink queen in the ballroom scene could pass for Big Inge from Mob Wives?
Well, what?
Which Kim queen in the ballroom scene looks like Big Inge from Mob Wives?
Stephen Malone.
Thank God, my cab.
I plead the fifth on this one.
Do you guys see any topics in the chat room? Chat room, do you guys have any topics? They said the Shay is Maya needs to be giving a pink slip tonight and never allow to call back in.
What?
Maybe they need to call in.
And maybe you need to call in. They said Iscara is now a con.
Oh, my bad.
Black
white con.
That's kind
white
of a suspicious.
White con con.
White con con. White con
yeah.
con. I want to see who can call it and say her name like 6 times really fast.
Oh, God. No.
I cannot do it.
Oh, that is funny. Why can't you?
That's suspicious. So the bitch is jumping from house to house. The white bitch is jumping from house to house.
Oh, no, she's not. That's the first house. She was always in the scatter.
I know. Maya and Divine, could you guys say her name, like, really fast?
Why can't I? Why can't I? Why can't I?
Why can't I? You end up saying white can't cut.
Why can't I? Why can't I? Why can't I? Why can't I? It's not
nice.
Like fluffy Japanese. Why can't
car? Yeah, it goes into why can't car?
And I thank you.
And I thank you. Why can't car?
Yeah. That sounds like what the lady was saying on Bridesmaid at the thing when they were saying thank you when they were battling for the mic and she was like Capcom car.
Did you guys hear about the Labrador mix that I think it was the Golden Retriever mix that bit this baby leg off and killed the baby?
Oh no!
You
what
would think a pit bull. I know.
What the hell was wrong with that girl?
I think it was jealous.
Yes. Did you guys hear about the mad cow that came up in the McDonald's drive thru?
Whatever, Maya.
Yes, Maya, a real cow actually came through the drive thru at McDonald's. Look it up on the internet.
No,
it
did not.
Moo. Yes, it did. Look on the internet and look at the cow in the drive-thru at McDonald's. It was on the news today on Channel 2.
Did you guys ever see the video of the horse that fucked the guy and killed him? It's so true. They actually had the video out.
Hold on.
The cow in the drive-thru, right?
Yes.
Oh, bloody, I see it.
Yes, he was a very mad cow. He went moo.
So she wanted to stand up for her house member. Who was getting slaughtered in the back.
Yes.
Yes.
I would never visit Keystone Home. I craft it from there.
Oh, no.
You might want to be quiet, London. Maybe the white girl is listening.
Maybe the white bitch is actually listening.
Yes.
White cotton car.
Oh, my God.
You know.
I like it here. It's just peaceful and tucked away on
But wait, why am I looking at the video where they're showing a goat and not a cow?
No, you have to Google it. It'll come up from the channel 2 news. The cow in the drive thru at McDonald's.
Any 4-year-old would run to. It's full of goats, a bunch of pigs, and the cow named Darcy. That's Lady Darcy. The same cow picked up a 5th-place presentation.
Yeah, do we have any more callers?
Do we? Because okay. I'm not going to look at a 1,500-pound pet. Well, do we have any more callers? So, Divine, what do you think of Davina being a 007, and what house do you think she's going to be in next? Davina, ex-icon.
Oh, good question.
I think she's going to be a con.
Well, Jasmine did it.
Yeah, she sure did. If anyone has any last suggestion, please press 1 before we wrap up the bloody show. The bloody cow went to McDonald's.
Do you see it?
Maya, the girls in the chat room think that you're gay Tay from Detroit. Can you confirm or deny?
Well, that better not be gay Tay. Now I didn't know.
Gay Tay is
not from Detroit.
Where are you from, Maya?
Where am I from?
Yeah.
The O Network.
Oh?
If you really want to know who I am, just listen for the commercial that I have on here for my next ball. I hope the girls will attend it.
So, what, you have a ball coming up?
Maybe.
Oh?
So everyone that's listening, look out for Maya Angelou's upcoming Poem for Your Life ball.
Yes, and on my panel will be Morgan Freeman, Samuel L. Jackson, Chaka Khan, Aretha Franklin, and Nelson Mandela, the icon, pioneer.
Founder.
Oprah Winfrey.
Where's R.R.? But pay up. Okay, so do you guys think we should wrap it up? You think we did a good enough job?
Yes.
Okay,
yeah.
So, Divine, take it away.
I want to thank everybody for calling in tonight and participating and then making our Tuesday quite the event as usual. And I will see you all next Monday on Tinder Jobs with the weekend recap.
Maya, take it away.
Yes, I'm going to go in my bathroom, put some Polydent on my dentures, throw my orthopedic Christian Libertines on, and make my way to Vogue Nights. Catch me if you can.
Oh.
Good night.
Okay, I want to let all of you know, whatever alleyway, whatever, I don't even know what she says, but nighty night to you all. Thank you for listening to Hot Topic Tuesdays with the icon herself, London Bridge, the icon herself, Divine Chanel, and the icon herself, Maya Angelou. And I thank you. Night-night. And tomorrow's show, we would have tomorrow's show, State of Emergency with the CEO. Make sure you listen. Thank you.
I think if I could just be on TV or film or anything, I'd do that instead of the money. Of course, I do want the money because I want the luxury that goes with it. But I want to be wealthy. If not wealthy, content, comfortable. You know? I want to be somebody. I mean, I am somebody.